Lordship salvation is a wicked false doctrine. Number one, Jesus is Lord regardless. Number two, in order to be saved, the Bible doesn't say to make Jesus the Lord of your life and to surrender everything. You know what it says? It says to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, which simply just means you're placing your full faith and trust in Jesus and what he did, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. You just have to accept salvation as a free gift. If you had to make Jesus the Lord of your life or surrender everything or, you know, submit and all this other stuff, that wouldn't be a free gift. You know, those are things we should do to show our appreciation for what he did for us, not to be saved. And last of all, I want to say this, Lordship salvation makes people just depressed. It makes people question their salvation. And they're always thinking, am I ever doing enough? Oh my gosh, I'm not saved because I didn't do X, Y, Z. No, that is not the gospel. That is wicked. And that is just probably making people suicidal. Now, if Lordship salvation were true, which it's obviously not, then my question to you is, where is the bar set? How many sins do I need to turn from? How many works do I need to do? What sins do I need to turn from? How much do I need to surrender? How much do I need to submit? Like, literally, what all do I need to do in order to be saved? Like, what is the standard? Well, here's the thing. These bozos can never tell you. But when you give the true gospel, it's actually really easy to understand. Unlike that, which there's all this gray area, the real gospel is simple. Jesus Christ, he died on the cross for all your sins after he had lived a perfect life, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day. And if you accept the free gift, you are saved, my friend. And you won't be living your whole life wondering, am I doing enough? Like, did I surrender enough? No, that is not a good way to live. And that is a depressing way to live your life. Don't live your life like that. Now, just think about this. If salvation was based off of you giving your life to Christ, you submitting and surrendering yourself to Christ, then who does that make the gospel about? That makes it about you, because you are saying that you deserve to go to heaven because you did all these things. But guess what? The gospel is about what Jesus did. And guess what? We could never ever surrender or submit ourselves enough to please God in order to go to heaven, because God's standard is perfect. Think about this. God will send somebody to hell if they just committed one single sin. One sin, if they don't believe on Jesus. What makes you think that you surrendering your life to Christ is good enough to go to heaven? That doesn't make any sense, because you know what? At the end of the day, Lordship salvation is a satanic doctrine. It is not salvation. It is actually damnation, and it is going to mess a lot of people up. And you know what? Some of you guys might be like, why are you preaching so hard against Lordship salvation and work salvation? Because let me tell you something. This stuff really bothers me, because I was caught up into it, and I would hate to see anybody else, you know, sucked into this garbage. This stuff will literally destroy your life. It will make you so depressed, and you're just constantly worrying about your salvation. But here's the thing, man. God loves you so much. Do you think God wants you questioning if you're saved or not? No. God wants you to know that you are safe and you're secure, and he loves you, and you're safe forever.